各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
我们读经的进度到十二章以后哥林多前书。
Our Bible reading has reached after 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章呢到十四章在讲属灵的恩赐。
From chapter 12 to 14, it talks about spiritual gifts.
十二章在讲我们要追求属灵的恩赐还有这个谈到教会的合一
Chapter 12 talks about how we have to pursue spiritual gifts, and it also talks about unity in the church.
十三章讲最大的恩赐就是爱。
Chapter 13 talks about the greatest gift of all is love.
十四章讲我们在古代很多人用方言讲道，带来教会的困扰。叫他们要聚会要有秩序。
Chapter 14 talks about how in ancient times, people took the interpretation of tongue and confused it, and so there has to be an order of service.
今晚上我们用追求属灵的恩赐做题目，大家彼此来劝勉。
Tonight we'd like to use the topic of pursuing spiritual gifts as our mutual encouragement.
如果今天晚上主耶稣在你的梦中跟你显现。
If the Lord Jesus Christ was to appear in your dream tonight,
你要我是你什么恩赐你可以来服侍我。
What gifts do you want to ask of me that I will give you?
所以你可以来帮助教会呢。
So that you can use it to help the church.
不晓得您会选择什么样的恩赐。
I don't know what kind of gifts you will choose.
我们用哥林多前书十二章来谈三点。
We will use chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, to talk about three points.
就谈到其实我们这些属灵的恩赐是从圣灵赐给我们的。
The first is that the spiritual gifts is from the Holy Spirit.
再来我们来谈圣灵所赐有不同的九种恩赐。
And from the Holy Spirit, there are nine different types of gifts.
我们最后来谈我们怎么样来追求这些属灵的恩赐。
And lastly, we'll talk about how we can pursue these spiritual gifts.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的第四节。
Chapter 12 verse 4.
我们把红线条在十二章这里。
Let's leave a bookmark here in chapter 12.
十二章第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵选在个人身上，是叫你们叫人得益处。读十一节。
Verse 11.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的请读第十一节。
Verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
这边谈到呢，在教会里面虽然有各种不一样的恩赐，但是圣灵却是一位。
Here talks about how the Holy Spirit gives different gifts, but the church is still the same.
那十一节告诉我们呢，这一切的恩赐都是圣灵随着自己的意思来分给我们的。
In verse 11, it tells us that the Holy Spirit distributes to each one individually as he wills.
那这些恩赐呢，是要叫每一个人得益处。
So all of these gifts.It is so that everyone can find benefit from it.
我们如果讲到就是教会里面每一个听到的人可以得益处。
And if we say it another way, it's for the benefit of all the members in the church.
我们在教会里面所有的智慧的言语知识的言语信心的恩赐这个都是要帮助每一个人。
And so in the church we have gifts of this, faith, of wisdom, ofthe Holy Spirit, it is all for the benefit of everyone.
你看这边第七节特别提到说呢，圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
In verse 7 it says, but the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
这边提到一个字就是 manifestation, 圣灵的显彰显在个人身上。
Here it talks about this manifestation, it's manifested in every single person.
那我们就注意到这个圣灵有时候会感动人。
So we need to pay attention that sometimes the Holy Spirit will move a person.
有时候我们虽然不会讲方言，不会没有就是有，但是圣灵也会感动我们做为主耶稣做各样的工作。
And the Holy Spirit can move us, and despite us not being able to speak in tongue all the time, it can move us to do certain work for God.
圣灵也可以住在我们里面，当你开始说方言的时候呢，圣灵就永远与我们同在，住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is also indwelling within us, and that when we receive it, it will stay with us forever.
就是当你说方言的时候。
But when you speak in tongue.
所以在新约耶稣的应许，就是让我们这个圣灵不只是感动，可以内住在内心里面。
So in the New Testament, according to the words of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is not just to move our hearts, but it can also dwell within us.
那无论是内住的圣灵，或者是感动我们的灵，它都可以彰显在每一个人身上，那个显出那个圣灵的工作。
And so whether it is the Spirit that moves us or the indwelling Holy Spirit that's within us, it is manifested in everyone.
那这个显在这个像瓦器一样的身体，软弱的人身上呢，却可以彰显服事神的各种恩赐。
So when it is manifested in this useless vessel as very weak, then it can show the gifts of God.
所以我们看到这个恩赐主要的功用就是来服侍神，来造就教会，当然自己也可以得益处。
And so the gifts that are given is to serve the church. Of course, it can also be used for ourselves.
那我们就想说，这个圣经上在讲这个恩赐啊，圣灵来的恩赐，到底跟社会上的才华有什么不一样？
So when we talk about gifts, what difference does this spiritual gifts have to do with the talents that people have in the world?
我们在社会上，有的人IQ 很高，有的人 EQ 很高，有的人很会做木匠，有的人很会唱歌，每个人都有不同的才华。
And there are many people in this world that have very high IQ and EQ, and some people may be a carpenter or they might be singers.
这个都是从遗传而来，也是从后天的培养来的。
All of this might be from a genetic heritage or from being trained in such a way.
但是一个人如果想只想用属世上的才华来服侍神的国度，
But if a person only wants to use the worldly talents to serve God's kingdom,
那这样子呢，他这个教会不一定会得到造就。
Then in this way, the church might not necessarily be benefited.
因为这个缺乏圣灵的感动跟带领啊。
Because it lacks the movement of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你在社会上唱一首很动听的歌，
if you sing a song in society that's very moving,
邓丽君小姐在社会上唱很多好听的歌，
and there is a Chinese artist who sings a lot of famous songs.
可是这个歌没有办法在教会里面唱啊，
but you cannot sing this song in church.
因为这个不是赞美神的歌啊。
Because this is not a song to praise God.
对我们说这个恩赐啊，肯定是要圣灵的感动跟带领呢，否则的话呢，不是从圣灵来的，你用这样的方法，用人的意思代替神的意思，教会不会得到造就。
And so, without the movement and guidance of the Holy Spirit, it cannot move the heart of people in the church.
所以我们都记得亚伦的两个儿子用燔火来献祭。
And so if we remember that Aaron's two sons, they used profane fire to offer sacrifice.
他们没有用天火来献祭。
They did not use divine fire.
这个意思就是说呢，人啊，用属世的才华在做神的事情，而不是用圣灵所赐的在做神的事情啊。
And so this is what it is when you take worldly talents to serve God.
那我们刚刚读到十一节又特别提到说，这个是圣灵随着自己的意思来给人的所以十一节。
And in verse 11, it says that the Holy Spirit distributes individually to one individually as He wills.
所以有时候你不一定有人世间的才华，只要圣灵愿意感动你，就可以彰显那种神的力量。
So sometimes you might not have worldly talents, but the Holy Spirit might give you the ability to show such a way.
我举几个例子哈。
I'll give you some examples.
我知道有个姐妹，她五音不全呢，她绝对没有办法在诗班唱诗。
And I know there is a sister who does not, who has very poor abilities, music abilities, and so she cannot join the choir.
但是哈，她祷告的时候有时候会唱灵歌那个灵歌实在是 我有时候跟她祷告，她唱灵歌，我就觉得哇，那个是天使的声音啊。
But when she prays, she sings spiritual songs. And sometimes when I pray with her, I feel that she sings like an angel, like the song.
所以她没有歌唱的才华，属世的才华，但是圣灵将显现在她身上的时候呢，她可以唱出像天使般的声音。
And even though she does not have any talents of singing, but when the Holy Spirit is manifested within her, she can sing spiritual songs.
那我们的教会有的弟兄哦，他虽然口急啊，讲话结巴呢，但是他却可以在站在讲台讲道理。
In the church, we also have brothers who may have a stutter, and so they might stutter when they speak, but when they speak sermons, it's very smooth.
那这个很奇怪，平常讲话会结巴，站在讲台讲道不会结巴。
It is very strange. Normally, when they talk, they have a stutter, but then when they speak sermons, there is none.
用人的才华来讲，他没有口才。
From the talent perspective, he does not have any talent.
但是呢，这个圣灵的力量显在他身上，他可以讲出神的道理。
But when the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested within him, he can speak the sermon of God.
所以我们刚刚提到这个圣灵的恩赐啊，这个恩赐啊是从神来的，是从圣灵分给我们的，所以这是给我们的。
So we talk about how these gifts of the Spirit, it is distributed by the Spirit.
那我们再来谈那个保罗就提到圣灵给教会有九种恩赐。
So Paul starts to talk about the nine different gifts that the Holy Spirit gives.
在二章的第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 8.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语。
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
所以有时候在教会里面，你会看到有些人呢，他很会安慰人，很会辅导人。
Sometimes you see in the church that there are people that are very good at counseling and encouraging people.
因为神赐给他智慧的言语。
For God has given them the word of wisdom.
这个智慧哈，其实我觉得就是你有一个 good judgment， 你有一个，你知道什么时候说什么话，什么时候做什么事情。When to do
that is to have a good judgment.To know when to do something, when to say something.
这个知识啊，也许可以让你制造一个炸弹。
And knowledge might allow you to create a bomb.
但是知识啊，会告智慧呢，让你知道什么时候来用这个炸弹。
But wisdom allows you to know when to use the bomb.
这个智慧其实就是真知道神的旨意了。
So wisdom is to truly know the will of God.
这个智慧其实就是你眼睛被神打开，可以看得见那个 solution， 可以看得见那个答案。
Wisdom is to have your eyes opened by the Lord to see the solution.
所以知识可以学习哦，智慧真的是从上头来的。
So knowledge can be learned, but wisdom is really from above.
箴言四章五节谈到说要得智慧，要得聪明。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 5 says that we have to get understanding and get wisdom.
不可以忘记，也不可以偏离我口中的言语。
We cannot forget or turn away from the word of my mouth, of God's mouth.
所以神口中的言语我们就是让我们得智慧的方法。
So the words that are from God's mouth, we know where we can get wisdom.
有一个姐妹，她没有受过教育。
There is a sister who was not educated.
那有一次跟小弟的母亲讲一句话，她是希望小弟的母亲可以常常为孩子祷告。
She one time spoke something to my mother, and she hoped that my mother could pray for her children.
她就说那个其实为孩子祷告，比你赚很多钱更重要。
And in truth, praying for your children is more important than earning money.
当我妈妈在讲 这句他听到，然后他也觉得很阿们哦。我就觉得哇，这个老姐妹讲的话实在是太有智慧。
And when my mother said that, I truly felt that that was so true, and I felt that what she spoke was so full of wisdom.
那是从神来的。
And that this is from God.
那这个圣灵的恩赐呢？第二个他谈到是知识的言语。
And the second gift is the words of knowledge.
这章的第八节，这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
In chapter 12, verse 8, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
何西阿书四章讲我的民因为没有知识而灭亡。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
圣经上讲说呢，你去掉知识呢，神也要去掉我，去掉那个人了。
Bible says that if you reject knowledge, then God will reject you too.
那神对祭司讲说呢，你忘记神的律法，我也要忘记你的儿女。
And God said to the priest that if you forget the law of God, then I will forget your children.
所以其实知识啊，就是让我们得生命的方法。
Knowledge allows us to know the way of life.
培根说呢，知识就是力量。
And there's a person who says, knowledge is strength.
那圣经上也是这样讲，圣经上说呢，有知识的人啊，可以力上加力。
Bible also says that a wise man is strong, and he increases knowledge increases strength.
这是箴言二十四章第五节哈。
This is Proverbs chapter 24 verse 5.
对，真的知识可以叫我们有圣灵真的可以叫人可以学到知识，可以应用知识，可以知道怎么用知识来寻求神。
This Holy Spirit allows us to have wisdom and to use wisdom.So that we can know where this knowledge comes from.
我听过我们在台湾啊，早期有开这个短期的工人训练。
And I have heard that in Taiwan, they used to have a short-term training.
那原住民啊，有一些弟兄就来受训。那回去之后呢，他们就跟去山上的那些教会呢，跟他们的牧师辩道。
And so members from the Aboriginal region would come, and they would go back, and then they would go and debate with the Catholic priest in their neighboring.
他们在教会所学的那些知识呢，就是神啊，可以让他们好像电脑里面的 memory 哈，记忆呢，拿出来这些知识呢，让这个外教会的工人呢，没有办法来辩白。
The knowledge that they learned from the training is like a computer chip where.When they go back, they can take it out and debate with these other church people.
那我也听过在早期的韩国教会。
I've also heard in the churches in Korea.
当他们有一些朋友要来辩道，后面就有姐妹在后面祷告，那弟兄就在前面啊，来辩道。
And there are brothers who are debating in the front, and then the sisters who are praying in the back.
那个在谈话语的那个弟兄就发觉到神常常圣灵常常感动他讲出一个什么样的经文能够来驳倒这些挑战的人。
The brother in the front could feel that the Holy Spirit was allowing him to correctly use the verses that would come to mind so they can properly debate.
这个言语。
This is the.Words of knowledge.
我们来读哥林多前书十二章九节。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians 12 verse 9.
有一人蒙这圣灵，赐他信心。好，请读。
And to another faith by the same Spirit.
其实这个信心就是一个很特别的信心呢。
This faith is very special.
这个信心呢，不是我慕道班里面的谈到说我们要信耶稣啦，信圣经啦，信安息日啦，信洗礼啦。不只是这种基本的相信啊。
And this faith is not just what we talk about in truth-seeking class of believing in Jesus, believing in church, believing in the Bible, believing in baptism. These are all very good things.
这种信心呢，哥林多前书十三章二节谈到是全备的信。他说，这个全备的信呢，可以叫我能够移山呢。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, it talks about this.Complete faith that you have all the faith so that you can even move mountains.
这是很特别的信心了。
This is a very special faith.
这是亚伯拉罕在他一生当中人生经历里面到最后他体会到的神可以从无中生有可以让死人复活这个是很特别的信心。
And this is the faith that Abraham had too when he believed that God could create something from nothing.
我们教会真的有姐妹啊。有些姐妹有这样的信心
In our church, we do have sisters who have this faith.
特别到她认为神啊，真的无所不能啊，所以她的一个感受就是，我这一辈子通通不用看医生，我只要祷告这是她很特别的信心我们也不能说我们不可以看清这样的信心。
And she believed that goddess can do all things. And so because of that faith that she has, she believes that she does not need to see doctors in her entire life.
我认识一个姐妹啊，她就是一辈子，她老公是，她先生是医生啊，她一辈子不看医生啊。
There is a sister that I know that her husband is a doctor. She herself has never seen a doctor in her entire life.
当然我都说看医生就是不是不看老公了，是呀，有病她都靠神了。
And actually, I'm not saying that she doesn't look at her husband, but that she does not seek out a doctor when she has an illness.
那自己患子宫癌哈。
And she had ovarian cancer.
那也到了血崩啊，到了很严重的地步。
And it got to a very, very serious point.
她老公，她先生跟她讲说，你这个活不久啊。
Her husband said to her that she will not live long.
但是她很有信心哦，她就是靠着每个安息日禁食祷告，靠着依靠神。
But she had great faith. Every Sabbath she would fast and she relied on God.
到最后她活到80多岁。
In the end, she lived till her 80s.
有一段时间，因为年纪大了，她这个。这位姐妹啊，跟她的女儿啊，跟她的女儿女婿一起住。
And so it got to a point where she was living with her daughter and son-in-law.
她身体有毛病呢，那个女儿女婿要带她去看医生啊。
When she had physical ailments, her son-in-law and daughter had to take her to see the doctor.
她把那个门抓得很紧，那女婿啊，需要一根指头一根指头把她。把他那个从门的抓紧的把他掰开才有办法送到医院去、啊、
She would grab onto the door very tightly in order to resist going and the son-in-law had to pry her finger one by one off the door in order to go to the doctor
他这个特别的信念就是我真的不需要在医生手上受苦我靠着祷告主若愿意就会让我好
And her special faith was thatShe does not need to rely on doctors to get better. She believed that if the Lord wills, then she will be better.
小弟不是说你有病不要看医生了，我是说哈，有时候这些信心从圣灵来的信心，这是很特别的。
And I'm not saying that if you have an illness that you shouldn't see the doctors, but that this special faith is very unique.
那再来，我们再看哥林多前书十二章的第九节下半段。
We can continue to read First Corinthians chapter 12, the second half of verse 9. 一个人
蒙这位圣灵是他信心。还有一个人蒙这位圣灵是他医病的恩赐。
To another faith by the same spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same spirit.
这边提到说呢，圣灵也为世人医病的恩赐。
Here tells us that the Holy Spirit can also give the gifts of healing.
因为早那个耶稣的时代，或是我们的真耶稣教会早期的历史哈，当时医药比较没有那么发达。
And during the time of Jesus, medicine was not as advanced and.Even in the early days of the church.
所以当主耶稣介绍自己的时候，他就说自己是让瞎子可以看见，瘸子可以走路，大麻风可以得洁净的，甚至是可以复活的那个人。
And when Jesus came, he said that he is here so that the blind can see, the lame can walk, the lepers can be cleansed from their leprosy, even the people that are dead can be resurrected.
那因为我们现在医药比较发达，一般我们都去看医生。
Because medicine is so much more advanced now.Usually we will go see the doctor.
但是真的在早期啊，这个医病的恩赐啊，让教会啊大大的发展跟复兴啊。
In the early days of the church, healing was something that caused the church to grow greatly.
所以在我们常常看到有些工人他们真的有医病的恩赐。
So we see that some workers they really have this gift of healing.
我听说在台湾有一个女执事啊。
I've heard that in Taiwan there's a female deaconess.
如果有人生病啊，她就会到那个人家里祷告。
If there was a person that was sick, she would go to their home to pray for them.
祷告完之后呢，她就问说：“你们家有没有水哈，井水？”然后呢，她就叫人呢去盛一碗井水过来。
And then after praying, she would ask them if they had water or well water, and then she would ask for them to go get a bowl of water.
然后就奉主耶稣圣名啊，喝下去啊，医治你的病啊。
And then she told them to drink it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to heal their sickness.
真的，常常因为这样，那个病人就好了。
Often times it was because of such a way that the people that were ill were healed.
所以神借着这个女执事啊，带领许多人来信耶稣啊。
So through this female deaconess, the Lord brought many people to come to believe.
那小弟在我服事的过程当中遇到一位以前的老传道，现在是呀已经退休了。
And in my ministry, I've encountered this one preacher who is now retired.
有一次啊，教会有个姐妹病很重啊。
There was one time where a sister in the church was very ill.
那个教会的妇女团契呢，决定每天早上帮那个姐妹进食一餐呢。
And the fellowship and the church, they decided that they would fast one meal.
妇女团契哈，不是每一个人哈。哎，那我记得是妇女团契。然后呢，那个传道想说信徒都这么爱心哈，那个传道就决定每天为这个病人呢进食两餐呢。
And so there's this one fellowship that decided to pray for this sister, and then the pastor was very moved, and he felt that he wanted to pray fast two meals for them.
那他进食一段时间之后
，after he fasted for a period of time,
有一天他祷告，有一个声音，圣灵的声音跟他讲，听到圣灵的声音了。
There's one day when he was praying that he heard the voice of the Holy Spirit.
王景勋好了，王景勋好了，就是那个弟兄的名字哈。他病好了，这是这位老公这位工人亲自跟我谈到这个见证啊。
And so this worker he heard that he heard the name of the person who was sick and said that he was healed. And so this is a testimony that the worker told me personally.
所以我们就看到这个教会真的有这个有的人真的有医病的恩赐。
So in the church we really see that there are people who do have the gift of healing.
这是圣灵给人的哈。
This is something given by the Holy Spirit.
那我们再来看哥林多前书的十二章第十节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
又叫一人能行异能，请读。
To another, the working of miracles.
对，这个异能哈，跟当然异能就是比如说耶稣走海面，这是一种异能嘛哈。
When we talk about miracles, it's in relation to Jesus walking on water.
或者是耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，这是异能啊。
Or Jesus feeding the 5,000 with five loaves and two fish, this is a miracle.
那有时候圣灵也给人啊，能够行异能啊。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will allow people to also perform miracles.
我记得早期我们在台湾的教会跟我们这里一样哈，中午都会一起用餐的。
And in the early days of Taiwan, I remember that just like here, during lunchtime, everyone will eat meal together.
那有一次啊，人来的特别多，或者是那个教会不晓得什么米少了，就是饭就是煮不够啊。
So there's one day where there was a lot of members who came and they did not have enough rice, so there was not enough rice to eat.
负责的姐妹哦，一紧张哦，就是祷告主啊，你不是可以用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人吗？啊，请你哦。用这个不够的这种饮食哈，也让大家可以吃得饱饱的。
And so there was a sister who was in charge. She prayed in that because she was so nervous, and she prayed and said, "Lord, are you not the Lord who can take five loaves and two fish to make so many? And so please take whatever that is left and to increase it."
感谢主啊，真的，他也体会到这样的神迹哦。
And really.And thank God that she was able to experience such a miracle.
所以圣灵啊，也能够借着人的祷告来行异能。
So the Holy Spirit can take our prayers and also perform miracles.
那读十二章的第十节中间哈，又叫一人能做先知。
And we will read chapter 12, verse 10, the middle part. It is to another prophecy.
这个做先知啊，就是有两个功用，一个是说预言，一个是讲道。
To be a prophet is to has two functions, is to prophesy and also to preach.
就像雅加布啊，圣经上里面记载有一个先知雅加布啊，把保罗的皮带拿过来绑自己的身体，就预言皮带的主人到耶路撒冷要受害。
And just like there is a prophet named Agabus who took the belt of Paul and bound himself to him, and also prophesied.
我们看到有些老人家哈，他们要走之前，他们自己知道要走了嘞。
And so there are some elderly who, before they're about to depart, they know that they're going to depart.
也会跟家人讲说我要走了。
They even will tell people that I'm leaving soon.
真的，我就听过有一个老姐妹啊，她自己把衣服穿好，然后躺在床上，然后跟她的家人说我要走了，她就这样走了。
There's an elderly sister that I know that, she dressed herself, and then she laid down and she told her family members that she will be leaving soon. And she really did.
这个讲道也要有一种圣灵的一个特别的感动跟力量。
And to preach also requires the movement and the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们教会的讲道不是用口才，用这个word of persuasive， 不是用那种人间的方法，让人来相信。
And our church, when the preachers are preaching, it's not just by eloquence or by persuasion, but a specific set.
真的就是让圣灵感动讲道的人，也感动听到的人的心。那最后，这个圣灵就像种子，可以栽种在听到人的心里面。And
so it is the Holy Spirit that moves the heart of the preacher, and also moves the heart of the member people that are listening.
这个讲道真的是恩赐啊！那主耶稣啊。 跟保罗他们都有这方面的大大的恩赐。To
sermonize, it's truly a gift that is given by God, and Paul and Jesus both had it.
那所以圣经上讲，耶稣讲道理，众人都喜欢听啊。Bible
says that everyone enjoyed listening to Jesus talk.
我很喜欢那一节，真的，有时候我们真的要像我们当讲道的工人呢，我自己呢，真的我们自己要好好的祷告，求圣灵能够带领，能够感动。 能够让大家喜欢听啊。And
so I really like that verse. And so it's true that as preachers, we really have to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to move within us so that the words that we say can be something that people like to listen to.
我以前跟大家讲过我自己听道理的经历哈。
And I've mentioned my own experience of listening to sermons.
有一次我参加 NYTS啊， 那我是工作人员啊，那因为有很多讲员，所以呢。 我没有工作，我就坐在那里听传道讲道。So
there was one time where I attended NYTS, and because there are so many workers, so different workers were giving classes. And one time I did not have my class, so I listened to another worker.
哦，有一次我听个传道人讲道，我实在是，哇，那种感觉我不知道怎么讲哎，那个感觉好像就是在听主耶稣讲道理一样。There
was one time where I was listening to a worker and. It is very hard to describe that feeling, but it is as if I was listening to the Lord Jesus.
我们中国话说如沐春风啊，好像真的春风吹过，非常的舒爽。这个道理怎么那么好？And
so there's a Chinese saying, it's like a spring breeze that threw that came over, so it was very comfortable.
我祷告的时候很感动，在听完道理的时候祷告很感动。After
I heard his class, I was very moved in my prayer.
你知道我那次祷告，好多人掉眼泪。那个那次的道理，真的圣灵在带领，好多人掉眼泪啊！那听到那篇道理。And
in that one class after the prayer, so many people shed tears because they were all moved.
所以我们多么希望我们教会有更多的弟兄姐妹有这个讲道的恩赐。And
how much we really hope that members in the church can have the gift of prophecy.
所以这个14章的第二节，更多前书14章第二节，他这样讲。In
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it says.
第一节他说呢，要更要羡慕做先知讲道啊，是第一节14章第一节。To
pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
所以我们呢，我们更要追求这个做先知讲道。So
we have to pursue this gift of prophecy even more.
我们再来回来，圣灵的其中一个恩赐，九种的其中一个，12章的第10节的中间。Let's
turn back to chapter 12, verse 10, in the middle of the verse 10.
他说，又叫一人能辨别诸灵。And
it's to allow another discerning of spirits.
约翰一书跟我们讲说呢，不可以所有的灵通通相信。First
John tells us that We should not believe in all the spirits.
总要试验这个灵是不是从神来的。
We have to test the spirit to see if the spirit is from God.
真的，这个也是一种恩赐。And
this is another gift.
我可能也跟大家讲过，小弟在宣道过程当中遇到一个富鬼的，他也说方言。And
I don't know if I have mentioned to you, but I've met someone who is demon-possessed, and they could also speak prophecy.
那他说方言，他那个速度比我们大概快了好多倍。 我们这个讲方言的速度，但一般人我们听都一样，他是快了好几倍啊。
When we speak in tongue, it's at a normal pace, but this person who was demon possessed spoke at a much faster pace.
他自己也知道，他说传道，后来跟我们讲说传道，我不是那个舌尖在说方言，舌尖舌头在跳动，我是后面的小舌头在跳动。
And so after he told me that it's not just my tongue that's speaking, but also a smaller tongue in the back.
那其实他复轨的现象是很清楚，可是也可以说方言呢。
When he was demon possessed, he was very he had clarity of mind, but he also was able to speak in tongue.
所以我们就知道，这个辨别诸灵有时候要特别的恩赐。
So we need to have a special gift of discerning the spirits.
十二章的第十节又谈到又有说方言跟翻方言的恩赐。
In chapter 12, verse 10, it also talks about this interpretation of tongues.
And speaking of tongues, right?
And speaking of tongues.
那这个说方言翻言哦，哥林多前书十四章哦，特别用一章啊来讲当时的教会呢，他们不是用方言祷告，是用方言讲道。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, they use an entire chapter to talk about this. They're not speaking in tongue when they pray, but they're speaking in tongue when they preach.
如果讲到用方言，就是不像比如说我现在讲到哈，我不是用中文，也不是用英文，我讲舌音，那不是很混乱吗？因为大家也都听不懂啊。
And so it's speaking in tongue during the sermon is like.I'm not speaking English or Chinese, but to speak in tongue. So wouldn't that be very confusing?
这个就是当时哥林多教会的问题啊。
This was the problem in the Church of Corinth.
这里说方言翻方言不是在讲得圣灵说方言，自己跟神说造就自己的那种说方言，那不是，这个是想要用这个讲方言的方式来造就教会来讲道。那这个保罗说，如果你真的要这样的话，一定要有人翻译啊。
And so this is not to find edification when you speak in tongue or interpretation of tongue. It's not to edify anybody, but rather it is just to do it for the sake of doing it. And so Paul says that if you do so, you need to have interpretation.
那时候我们看到保罗这边提到呢，我们要追求各样九种造就教会的恩赐。
So all of these, Paul says that we have to pursue these nine gifts.
我自己有一个想法，大家想想是不是这样哈？我也还在想。
And I have a personal thought that I am still thinking about.
也就是说其实哈，我们服侍神的各样恩赐应该不是限制在这九种了。
Is that in the gifts that we serve God with, it is not limited to just these nine.
真的呢，有的人哈，他很会唱诗啊，唱诗很感人啊。
And there are some people that are very good at singing hymns, and their hymns are very moving to people.
有一次我到台湾的山地的原住民的教会啊。
There was one time where I went to an Aboriginal church in Taiwan.
那个没有学过声乐，如果你用社会上的标准，可能你也会觉得说，哦，这个不是 professional.
And if you were to use the standards from society and you were to judge them, you would say that this is not professional.
但是哈，他们那个老人家哈，他们的诗班不是像我们一个年纪，他是。老人家、中年人，甚至小朋友，可他们那个唱诗唱出来，真的，你听了会掉眼泪啊！我怎么那么感动人啊？那个是从圣灵来的，我觉得那个不是像你听 Michael Jackson 的歌听到掉眼泪，或是凤飞飞的歌听到掉眼泪，你那个是真的，你那个唱那个诗歌那个词句，借着他们的口，你灵里面有很多的感动。
And so the choir there, they did not have a single age. There were elderly, middle-aged children who were singing, and they were singing songs of praise to the point that you could shed tears. And it is very different from singing, listening to Michael Jackson sing.
我也觉得这是一种恩赐。
I also feel that this is a gift.
那小弟也自己有观察到，有些同工他们按手啊，很多人得圣灵。
I also have noticed that there are fellow workers who are.When they lay hands on people, that they receive the Holy Spirit.
这个我觉得也是神给他们的恩赐。
I feel that this is also a gift given by God.
所以只要是对教会有造就的，能够让大家灵性进步的，这种从圣灵来的工作呢 ，manifestation， 从圣灵来的这种彰显呢，这个其实都应该就是从圣灵来的恩赐。
And as long as they are for the edification of the church and it is manifested within us in order to improve the faith of the members, I think this is all gift from God.
我们来谈怎么样来得到这些属灵的恩赐呢?
Now we can talk about how to receive these spiritual gifts.
我们来看14章的第一节, 再读一次。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 1 again.
14章第一节说, 你们要追求爱, 也要切慕属灵的恩赐, 其中更要羡慕做先知讲道, 请读。
That we have to pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
我没有得到这个恩赐哦，你第一个要切慕啊，要羡慕啊，你要很想要，哎呀，服侍神实在太棒了，所以主啊，求你赐给我有恩赐啊，啊，可以来服侍神。
So to pursue, you really have to desire and also admire the fact that people can serve, that we can serve God.
就像好像哥林多后书第八章十二节说的，你们要厌做的心呐。
And just like 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, that you need to have a willing heart.
人如果有厌作的心，就会蒙悦纳了。When
you have a willing heart, then you will be accepted.
我们要切慕属灵的恩赐。We
have to desire the spiritual gifts.
请问我们一般人切慕什么?
And what do most people desire to have?
羡慕发大财啦，羡慕上好学校啦，羡慕开好车啦。
They desire to be wealthy, to go to a good school, to drive a good car.
但是我们要羡慕有一天呢，啊，真的，我可以为神做什么事情啊？
We have to really desire what we can do for God.
我们中国人呢，那个孙中山先生说，你要立志做大事，不要立志做大官呢。那个立志，我们也不是在人间做大事，我们为主耶稣做大事。
And so we should not desire to have great status, but we have to desire to do great things for God.
你看哦。 有的人去谷歌上班啊，去脸书上班啊，啊，Amazon上班啊，啊，他们就觉得哇，这个工作太棒了，他们很羡慕啊。
And there are people who go to work for Amazon, for Google, for Facebook, and people admire them.
但是我们是要羡慕来为独一真神，来为他来上班啊。
But we have to desire to work for the one true living God.
我记得有一位工人啊，他后来做了某个总会的负责人，总负责。
So there is a preacher who became the chair of the General Assembly.
我就记得他讲到当中呢，他就提到说，他18岁就当传道。
I remember in his sermon he said that when he was 18, he became a preacher.
那很多问他说他为什么当传道？
Many people asked him, why did you become a preacher?
他就说，我就是很羡慕啊，我很羡慕哦，那个可以哦，为把身体献上，为神工作。
He said that I admired those who were willing to dedicate themselves to serve God.
弟兄姐妹，你羡慕各样属灵的恩赐吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you desire spiritual gifts?
那如果有羡慕，你要参加教会的各种训练。
And if you admire all these spiritual gifts, then you have to attend the trainings in the church.
我们来看以赛亚书50章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
50章的第四节。
Chapter 50, verse 4. Verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak. A word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the Lord.
这边提到你教导人首先要有受教者的耳朵，你要懂得去学去听。
Here says that before you can teach others, you need to have the ear of the herd.
哦，你看到我们那个讲习会哈，你天在那边天天学圣经，天天祷告神。
If you attend a church seminar, you know that you pray every day and you also learn the word of God every day.
你这个这样一直训练呢，就好像那个铁啊，或者是一个圣灵的道，就像宝剑嘛，哈，就那个剑呢一直在磨一样啊。When
you hear it, the more you hear it, it's like the Holy Spirit that is like a sword that you get sharper and sharper every day.
神的话像宝剑啊，你就在那边磨磨磨啊。
The word of God is like a sword, and every day you're being molded.
你在那边可以增加从神来的知识。
When you are there, you can increase in your knowledge of God.
你可以祷告祈求从神来的智慧。
can pray and ask God for wisdom.
啊，甚至有时候教会还教导你各样的啊恩啊属灵的啊服事的技能。
And to the point that church will also train you to serve in such a specific way.
啊，你看哈、哦，门徒要服事也要训练三年了。
And if you look at the disciples, they were trained for 3 years before they could serve.
所以小弟常常觉得没有训练的服事是自杀性的行为。
So I personally feel that serving without training is a suicidal act.
因为好多人啊都不懂啊，神的旨意啊，就用自己的方法在服事。
Because there are many people that don't understand the will of God and they serve with their own understanding.
这样到最后成为神的亏损，教会的亏损，也是自己的亏损。
And this becomes a loss for the church and a loss for yourself.
所以我们其实我们受训不只是学那个工作本身啊，是学那个工作的，也学那个工作的精神是什么了。
When we serve, it's not just to learn to do the work, but also the mentality that comes with it.
所以你看我们神学院哦，不只是在学圣经知识啊，是更重要是一种灵性的提升，品德的陶养。
When we are in TTP, they're not only learning biblical knowledge, but they're also learning their cultivation of morality.
我们要懂得参加教会的各样训练。
So we have to learn to attend the various trainings from the church.
对，我们要懂得祈求啊。
And last is we need to learn to pray.
因为圣灵是随自己的意思给个人嘛，我们也要懂得跟圣灵来祈求，跟神来祈求啊。
Because the Holy Spirit distributes according to His will, and so we also have to pray for it.
我们都知道智慧是一种恩赐。
We know that wisdom is a gift.
我们看雅各书一章五节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 5.
雅各书一章五节。
James chapter 1 verse 5.
一章五节，你们中间若缺少智慧的，应当求，那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。请读。
Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
所以我们要懂得常常求神赐给我们恩赐。
So we need to learn to ask God for wisdom, for gifts.
求就会得着啊，寻找寻见，叩门开门呢。
That if you ask, it will be given, and if you seek, it will find, and if you knock, it will be open to you.
所以我知道有一个工人啊，他常常祷告就求神赐给他智慧、能力、口才。
There is a worker that I know that prays for wisdom and eloquence.
那你可以求，但是神也会按照教会的需要赐给你。
You can pray and ask, but God will give you according to the need of the church.
或者是圣灵自己的意思是给你。
Or according to the will of the Holy Spirit that it will be given to you.
Yeah, 所以我们要懂得祈求。
So we need to learn to pray for it.
今天我们谈到追求属灵的恩赐。
And today we talked about pursuing spiritual gifts.
我们要切慕。
We need to desire for it.
我们要训练。
We need to be trained.
我们要祈求。
We need to pray for it.
愿主耶稣将他的恩赐大大赐给大家。
And may the Lord give grace to all of us.
每一个人都得到造就。
So that we can all be edified.
那我们现在来祷告。我们祷告，我们请特别为这个波士顿教会的林杰姐妹来祷告。
And now we're going to pray. We ask everyone to pray specifically for Sister Ling Jie in Boston Church.
一般人得这个 COVID 哈，症状比较轻，可是。林姐妹她的症状现在比较辛苦，所以我们要为她特别祷告。
And most people when they get COVID, the symptoms are pretty mild, but for Sister Ling Jie, it's pretty severe. So let's pray for her.
一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.